This is not the voice you're expecting to hear, I'm sure, but...
You already messed it up. You should have done, all right!
All right, Marcus, where the fuck are you? How's it going, guys? We are the Shrubby Husbands. I'm Luke.
I'm Steve.
And I am Nick, and as you just noticed, yeah, no Marcus. He didn't respond back to us, despite this being his suggested time for recording, so who knows? Like, maybe next week we'll have a story of Marcus of last Saturday,
and it'll be a telling year. Exactly. By your college.
When we tried to call him, it went straight to voicemail, so...
He's just like, no, fuck you guys, I hate you. I'm out.
I'm outie. But, yeah, and as said, we are rolling with three of us. We got Luke back again, because he wasn't here last week.
I can make it.
So, let's roll how we normally do. How was everybody's Friday?
Whew. Friday was...
that's a good way to start.
Yeah.
Whew.
I mean, it was one of those where Saturday just was pointless afterwards. Right? So, well, first, the theater company that I'm working with a bit down in Baltimore...
Mm-hmm.
We did this comedy thing night where they just booked a couple improv troupes, a couple stand-up
comedians. Oh, right, I remember your one Snapchat.
Yeah, and it was a ton of fun. They did a great job. So just doing more stuff with them is really cool. They're called the Green Globe Theater in Baltimore.
Check them out. Ten times twice.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, check them out. They just started up about, like, 9 months ago, but they're doing great things. So then after that, just headed over to good old James Franco's and Brian's. And so the two of us, and Sam, and their one friend, I always forget his real name, but we call him Tuna.
Oh, yeah.
Tuna. We went out to Fed Hill and just kind of, like, destroyed the town a bit.
destroyed the town, yeah, destroyed yourself.
Exactly. Just got just, you know, typical Friday night in Fed Hill. Saw my kindergarten sweetheart, who I taught how to do the monkey bars. She's like, oh my god, I remember that! It's like, yeah, it's like...
That is so weird.
Oh, you were there? It's like, yeah, I haven't seen you since high school. It's like, do you remember, like, in kindergarten, where I'd hang out at your house all the time, and then you taught me how to do the monkey bars? That was the coolest thing ever! I'm like, wow, you're really wasted right now, and you remember that? You must be doing well for yourself.
can you have wasted memories? Like, does it work? Like, you know how they say, like, if you study drunk, like, then you should take the test drunk, exactly, kind of thing? Like, would it be, like, memories will come back to you when you're drunk?
It's like, no, because, like, children are just basically drunk idiots. So it's like the same thing. It's like, you're drunk, you remember things as a kid. Like, you're just bumbling around, right, not knowing which way is up. It's the same scientific theory. I don't know if it's actually scientific.
I was about to say,
in Beer Fest it was, so it must be true.
What were you saying, Steve?
Oh, I'm sorry, I was eating a Clementine, I forgot.
Nom, 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 nom.
I wasn't drinking enough beer.
Needed more beer. But then, yeah, so we came back, we watched Star Wars.
Can't go wrong with that.
Exactly.
Actually, I was just pointing this out to Alex on our way back, and this will bring me into my Friday, actually. But on Friday, Marcus and I hit up First Friday, but the thing I was just going to with the Star Wars is at the Strand, there is apparently a one-man Star Wars show doing the entire trilogy. Like, I think the original trilogy.
Oh, my God.
I'm like... And Marcus, who's like, when we were just walking out and everything, he's like, I mean, I'm not even a Star Wars fan, but I kind of want to see that.
I see how it works, yeah.
Exactly. I'm like, I really want to see that.
Do you know when it is?
I have to look it up. It doesn't say the date.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I'm definitely looking into it.
This is just like a constant monologue of each character. Is like, does he have each memorized, or is it just like abbreviated?
I just get this image of him backstage going, this is my big night.
This is where it all comes together.
This all comes together.
This is where it comes.
You just see the Princess Leia costume back there. This is where it all comes together.
He puts
together.
The buns on the side.
Duh!
Duh! Duh! Duh! Duh! Duh!
Oh, nuts.
But...
Like, how do you make that many stormtroopers out of one man?
It doesn't matter.
He's got to spend a lot of time on his ass getting hit, too. Just like, bam, bam.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like in high school, junior or senior year, I don't remember. We had to do a reenactment of a Shakespeare act, like one act.
Oh, right.
From
I think it was Hamlet.
And like, we were all put into groups and whatnot, and we were working with our groups, and it was, like, 2 days before, like, we were supposed to put on the performance, I could kind of tell, like, the rest of my group was just going to phone it in, mm-hmm. basically, and I was like, you know what, I actually want to get a good grade, and I don't want to carry you guys, like, maybe it's a dick move to be like, I don't want to carry you, like, whatever.
No, I
was like, I remember I went up, I was like, I asked my teacher, I go, so, can I do it by myself? And he goes, what? I'm like, yeah, I want to do it by myself. He goes, okay, so you're going to, like, do a soliloquy or something? I'm like, no, I'm going to still do the same one. I'm going to do the last act of Hamilton. And he's like,
Hamlet.
Hamlet. But I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And he's like, oh, okay, go for it. And I went up there and I was doing exactly what we were just saying. Like, I was jumping from one end to the other. And I mean, you know, the last act of Hamlet is everyone dies.
Exactly.
Spoiler alert!
You didn't know already.
Everyone dies. And so I kept on killing myself and resurrecting myself and killing myself and resurrecting myself.
Oh my
and,
God.
Like, I did it. Yeah. I think the entire thing, I had it all memorized too. Mm-hmm. I think the entire thing took me maybe like 10 or 12 minutes to do, mm-hmm. but my teacher, like, next week we got our grades, he wrote down on the paper and everything, he goes, I got 93 on it, mm-hmm. so I was like, boom, and he goes, you took a very, very, all caps, very hard concept, and actually did it pretty well, and I was like,
I want to know what he took points off for,
I know, right,
like, that's fantastic to do in your sleep last
week. It was pretty dope, but anyway, going back to this past Friday, so I was chilling here and everything, and Marcus hit me up. I was planning on going out, we talked about it the other week, for the lighting yeah. of the tree and everything, and that wasn't until around 6:15, but Marcus hit me up around like 5, it's just like, hey man, like, what are you doing, are you here, like, what are you doing, I'm like, I'm just chilling in my room, pretty much,
yeah.
And so, he's like, well, hey, I'm downtown, just checking out First Friday, let's go. I was like, all right, cool, let's do it. And so if anyone who follows us on Twitter or follows me on Snapchat or Instagram, for that matter, would have seen, I did a whole bunch of Snapchats, whole bunch of Instagrams and tweets about, like, Marcus and me just going out and about. We were downtown, got 2 free hot chocolates, which was dope. And a corn muffin with one of those free hot chocolates.
Solid.
Also awesome. Got a picture of the reindeer.
Okay.
And then we were just walking around until the lights came up, and that was cool. And again, I snapped that. And then afterwards, we went up to King Street and had this huge bowl of, like, soupy ramen goodness.
We smoked this huge bowl on King Street. Like, I mean, it doesn't sound.
Man, it's not out there, yeah. Ordinary, yeah. No, we
this
had
a whole huge bowl of crack.
Tore through it like that.
Like that.
I'm sorry, I should be more correct. Heroin.
There we go.
Oh my God.
The rest of it's a little blurry. Like, I can't really.
You can't us, even.
But you know.
we went to this bowl. Restaurant. It's like this little restaurant and everything. Him and I noticed it last First Friday that we were out, and we're like, oh, we should stop in there. And so we went up and stopped in, and it was delicious. Like,
what is it? Do you remember what it's called?
World something.
No, that's not what I was thinking of.
I can't think of it.
Okay.
But it is great. Like, it's really, really good food. Again, I think I snapped a picture. I think I tweeted a picture of it, too. Like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
But after that, then, we met up with Lizzie and a couple of her friends down at the Rose. And we were chilling there for a little bit. And then Marcus was going to go off with them to the waterway. It was maybe 8:30 or so around that point. And Alex had been saying, she's like, oh, well, I should be back around, like, 9 or 9:15 kind of thing. And I was like, all right, cool. So, I came back here and chilled and waited for her to come. And
so she's the Grinch and you're Max. She's like dragging you the sleigh up the hill, the whip.
Not even.
Carry on.
So I came back up here and waited for her to come. But then, like, time kept on rolling. And then it's like 10 o'clock and she calls me. She's like, hey, I'm just getting off. And I'm like, okay. And during that, like, right before that, Marcus had just texted me. He's like, hey, you should come over to Will's place. And then, while I was on the phone with Alex, Will called me, and I answered me, and he's like,
Will,
come over to my place. And I was like, all right. So I told Alex, I'm like, I'm going to be over at Will's place for a little bit. Like, call me or text me when you get back, and I'll meet up with you afterwards. So I ended up at Will and Liz's place and just Actually, Will made a delicious drink. It's very simple, but delicious.
What is it?
It's hot chocolate. Just like a regular hot chocolate, like, you know, Swiss, whatever.
Right.
With two shots of Rumplemintz.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it sounds simple.
I mean, it's super simple, but it's actually really, really good.
It's like Rumplemintz sometimes and I get along, and other times it's like mouthwash.
I'm kind of the same way, like every once in a while, but yeah, no, it was delicious. Yeah.
I didn't know Rumplemintz came in a bottle, I just thought it came out of sure hell.
It's just a river flowing through hell that sprouts up from the ground and it's spring.
Hey, Luke, remember this?
Oh my god. Alright.
Cool. So, Marcus and I chilled at Will's place for a little bit. We did a little bit of a bonfire and everything, and that was cool. And then Alex got back, so I came over here, and we went to bed. That was my Friday.
Ooh.
What about yours, Steve? Did you have anything exciting happen?
Mine wasn't exciting. It was trying to get to a doctor's office.
Oh, right.
So
Steve and I were actually going to watch the second season of Evil Dead.
Oh.
But then he got busy with Maggie and tried to get to a doctor's, and we didn't get to do it.
She's got, like, something wrong with her foot, and there's been something wrong with her leg for, like, the past 6 months.
Shit. Thanks.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So, then, just keeping it going here, how's everybody's Saturday?
So, woke up kind of like, you know, the beginning of each Hangover movie where they wake up in their haze like, fuck.
You mean like, so like an average night from Baltimore?
Yeah. And so, Brian and I just laid on the couch.
Comatose, well, almost.
Not together, okay, but like,
cuddling.
I'm surprised no one picked up on that right away.
He puts you in his chainmail.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. His chainmail was making out, but yeah, exactly.
I've been making this for you.
You'll appreciate anything I do. Jeez.
They had disputes.
Sleeping on separate couches. But we put on because the last time I was down there, we watched the Fellowship of the Ring extended edition. When we were hungover, and we did that. Just put on the Two Towers this time. I forget how.
I think the best was the one time that we were down there and they put on the Warriors.
Oh, okay.
Warriors come out to play!
That's fantastic.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but no, we just put. I forget how fucking long those. Especially the extended editions.
Oh, they're for
are.
Like 3.5-4 hours, kind of.
They've got to be at least four, because like, I think we started at like 10:30 or so, and I left around 2:30, and it still wasn't over. So.
I can't remember. Did the Peter Jackson King Kong bomb?
I think it did.
No, I don't think it, like, box office or just critically?
Critically.
I thought it got pretty good reviews.
I don't remember. I mean, I remember seeing it in theaters. We were, like, 8th grade or freshman,
yeah, I
right?
thought it was a really good, I thought it was a pretty good movie. It was super fucking long.
It was still just weird to see Jack Black in, like, a serious role.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was 84% at Rotten Tomatoes,
So I guess critically it
was,
okay.
Yeah. But I remember at the time, like, people complained about it or something for some reason or another.
I mean, I liked it.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, man, you don't hear much about King Kong anymore.
No, it was kind of like in and out.
And then you got the new one coming out.
That's right.
Sorry, I was gone.
Yeah, I think that maybe the issue was it didn't probably didn't make as much
as they were
money.
Expecting.
Yeah, because it made like $500 million, but the budget was fucking huge, so
that's probably it. Yeah. Then, yeah.
But yeah. So then I went home. It was my sister's birthday today, but we had dinner for her last night. And after that, I was like, I'm gonna go lay down for a bit. Maybe I'll get up and do something a bit. And then I woke up. It was like 11.
Forget it.
Nope.
I ended up pretty much chilling most of the day yesterday. I was hanging out, I was out walking for a little bit here and there, and basically waiting for Alex to get back. She gets back, and her and I went and did dinner and everything, and then we ended up meeting up with Dante, Ben, Marcus, Libby over at Murph's.
Sorry, go ahead. No, I'll tell you in a minute. Go ahead.
But we were just pretty much there the entire night, chilling and drinking, and I just remember, like, we closed it out. We waited until, you know, Journey started playing, and by the end, though, like, we left, and I drove us back, and I was so freaking tired. Like, we got back, and I was like, all right, I'm going to bed. Done.
Yeah, because, like I said, I woke up at 11 and then fell asleep maybe, like, 2 hours later or so. But I woke around, like, 5 a.m., and I've got a couple texts from Ben. It's like, it's like 2:15. He's like, hey, you're not in York right now. Like, what the fuck? Like, just like exclamation points, question mark.
Ben was definitely drinking last night. Yeah. Like, he was going to it, and it was funny because Libby's like, we're not quite on Baltimore Ben level, but we're getting there. Yeah. We are getting there.
So then I woke up around, like, like I said, we're around 5. It's like that text, and it said, hey, you're a loser at 3:30. Just like, oh, sorry, dude. I forgot someone mentioned you were going to be up, and then I just passed out.
I'm actually meeting up with Ben and Libby, Alex and I, are later today to go and see that new Harry Potter movie.
Oh, Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see it yet.
It was a good movie.
It was a good movie?
That's worth it. It's better than, you know, like Harry Potter. I'm not a huge Harry Potter person.
I mean, you know me. I hate Harry Potter.
Well, you do know it's all connected in the same universe, Steve, so...
But this one takes place in the roaring 1920s of America.
Yeah, but it's connected to the Harry Potter
universe. But it's the roaring 1920s of America.
But it's
connected... I got your flappers.
Ah!
I got your boxers.
You got your...
your dogs. But your men.
You got your prohibition. Wait, no, we don't like that part.
No, that's the worst part of it.
We have our speakeasies. There we go.
Got your seven-year-olds. Dead and cold.
Oh my god.
And my old canary in the coal mine.
They had to change it. It used to be 7-year-old in the coal mine, but then they had to change it to canary. It
has to be politically correct.
Exactly.
Oh my god.
7-year-old in the coal mine. So how was your Saturday, Steve?
We went down to put snow tires on Maggie's car, and then we came back up here, and I went to sleep.
Woo!
Yeah, the husbands are just lit lately.
Well, I mean, this morning got up, and Alex and I went to the one bar, Otto's, that's right by, because we're celebrating her birthday today, because her birthday's this upcoming Wednesday, but she works. So I was like, all right, well... I'd already planned to take her to go and see Harry Potter and everything, but then Libby suggested the time and everything. I'm like, all right, let's go and see it with them. Mm-hmm. But I took her out for a brunch today, and we went there. And I mean, like I said, I had 3 drinks with my lunch, brunch, whatever.
Nice. You're just a classy man.
So I am.
Another mimosa, please.
Well, I first did an Irish coffee, then a New York sour, and then a mimosa.
I just feel like... You know, this is you sitting at a restaurant, like, you know, someone behind you is, like, really hungover. She's like, oh, my gosh, I'm just really hungover. I was drinking since, like, 5 p.m. yesterday. You turn around and you go, bitch, I've been drinking since January. Fuck off.
Get on my level.
It's like, whatever. And Alex is like, Jesus, stop it.
No, I'm
kidding.
I'm
no, I know you compose yourself. It's just,
Nick, do you want some eggs with that whiskey?
Wait, or did you look up the New York Sour?
No, I was...
Because they actually put egg white in the New York Sour.
Really?
Yeah.
What is a New York Sour? Egg white and whiskey.
Yes. It's just pure egg white and whiskey.
All right.
I can't remember it off the top of my head. It did explain what it was on the list. It was good.
Yeah.
But different. But yeah, like, they actually put egg white in it.
Okay.
I mean, I get done working out, and then I'm like, what do I need to do? Like, I need to get my protein. All right, New York Sour, let's do this.
Yeah, totally. You know, I drink mimosas, too, for the orange juice, the vitamin C.
It's vitamin C, yeah, exactly.
It's not, like, because I'm hurting.
Not because I'm hurting.
Just need that extra, you know, health, immune system boost. Come on.
Well, I mean, it's like I was saying the other week with Thanksgiving and everything. My uncles just... Instantly, like 9:30 a.m., they're like, Bloody Marys! Who wants a Bloody Mary? And, like, I texted you guys, and I texted Alex, and Alex's response was just like, okay, well, at least it runs in the family.
I don't Like, is that a positive?
Like, no, I think not.
Well, at least you didn't do this all on your own.
Exactly. Like, at least you're not an alcoholic by yourself.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Which, actually, I forgot to mention this the other week. I actually ended up preparing the entire turkey for my family.
So you were, I thought you mentioned that, but...
I think I mentioned it not recording.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
But yeah.
Right.
My grandfather came in, and he was just like, all right, Nick, you remember how to do up the turkey? And I'm like, I mean, I've kind of, maybe. Well, I've kind of helped him out doing it right. Since I was like 6 or 7. Like, you know, 6 or 7, how much a 6 or 7 year old can help. But,
Grandpa, what a turkey.
Exactly.
Like, right, your head's like even level with the counter.
What help? Exactly. But yeah, this year I came in on Friday or Wednesday, and he's just like, Nick, you remember how to do up the turkey? I'm like, I mean, yeah, pretty much, kind of. And he's like, all right, cool. Turkey's all ready. You can get up and do it tomorrow morning. And I'm like, wait, what? Okay, like,
I'm going to have a few more drinks first, and then hopefully...
You've been training 20 years for this.
I mean, dude, legitimately, about 20
Nick
years.
Nick Traffs puts a bandana across his forehead.
It's the final countdown. Just like the music starts going, and you just get, like, this montage of me, like, grabbing some stuffing and just shoving it up the bird. Exactly. Yeah!
Nick's pulling the turkey out of the oven for the second time to baste it again.
You see me grabbing the basters and, like, dramatic sucking, like, boah!
Nick's having rough times. Grandpa comes up with a rag, starts dabbing his forehead.
Push it to the limit.
You have somebody, like my brother standing there with like one of the bottles with like the little straw coming out of it, like,
oh! He's sitting in a chair with an empty beer as the turkey's in the oven, and then brother just comes and takes it and just hands it and just pours it all over his face.
Well, actually, if people looked on the official Twitter Thanksgiving morning, I took a picture of the turkey with the beer that I was drinking there at like 7:30 in the morning, posed up with the turkey after I had stuffed it and everything before I actually put it into the oven. It was more like
glorious.
I was like, you know what? I'm doing this right. I'm doing this whole turkey thing right.
You're trying to, at least.
Exactly.
And then I was like, this turkey sucks, Nick. And then your family murders you. It's hysterical.
Actually, what? Everyone really liked it. I was
referring to
what?
Referring to the article I sent yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's actually a good set. Go ahead and explain that article. That was great.
Oh, no. It was just an article about a guy from Louisiana and his parents cut his money off after he got laid off from his job, and they're like moving back to someplace in Tennessee, I think.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So he chopped him up, and he stabbed him like multiple times, chopped him up, put him in acid. I don't know what container he put them in, but
bathtub.
Put him in acid. And
Breaking Bad.
It wasn't until after he started having checks forwarded to him that the government officials were like, wait a second, this makes no sense. They weren't dead last week. So he got arraigned. I think he got arraigned. Is that when you get...
Yeah, arraigned, yeah.
Yeah.
Arraigned,
yeah. So yeah, he got arraigned. And that's basically the whole story.
But I mean, how crazy is that, though? It's like, what's his plea going to be in court? Like, it wasn't premeditated? Like... You stabbed them multiple times, chopped them into pieces, and then dipped them in acid.
Hey, you know, you get pissed off your parents sometimes you gotta dip them in acid, you know? Come on.
I don't know, the scary part for me was...
You don't know what he went through.
You don't know him, you don't know his life.
It was more like he was 28 and that he was a millennial. And
yeah,
kinda, 28. That was the part that kind of stuck with me the most. I was like, man, come on, dude. You're making us look
bad. We look bad enough on our own.
Yeah, we're already there. Like, this is just not helping.
Everyone pokes fun at the millennials enough. They're like, oh, you're the entitled generation and blah 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 blah, but it's like,
you
dude,
your parents,
exactly.
Wait, so hold on.
Exactly.
Said Knoxville. Where? What? Which Knoxville though? Because I'm sure there's lots of Knoxville. Because that's where Sean and Sammy live.
Tennessee.
That's where Sean and Sammy live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Jerry.
Maybe they knew him.
Maybe. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if like it's like, oh, Sean's like, oh, I shot pool with that guy at the bar.
Like, oh, yeah, the comments are hilarious though. That's like
best is like when they're like people with stuff like that, and the interview's like, yeah, he's always the nicest guy. Never would have expected that. It's like, come on, you know you have crazy thoughts going through your head. You should have expected this.
But I mean, oh,
everyone's got crazy thoughts going
through their head. That's what I'm saying.
But like, it's just that person like, that...
Yeah, well, we expected it. It's totally unexpected as asinine.
I mean, he did stab his bouncy ball once. Right. I don't...
It's like, that's sure a sign. Should have thrown him in jail right then.
I mean, it's just like if you did that then, so Luke, I'd be like... I mean,
oh, yeah, the dude's, no, I'd be like, yeah, the dude's crazy. I totally saw that coming.
Longtime friend, Luke Hoover.
Trophy husbands coming live from prison. Don't worry, people. Luke is behind a glass wall. We are safe. Us normies are safe.
Except inmates aren't. I don't know what that is.
No, the inmates would be all over you, like, pretty yeah. boy with your long hair.
I'm beautiful. Yeah. I get laid in prison more than anybody.
I don't know if that's a good thing.
I just imagine.
Luke would be purposely dropping the soap and be like, oops.
Oops, sorry. Didn't mean it.
Oh, my God.
Do drop the soap is Luke's motto.
Hey. They're the ones dropping, okay? I just go knock it over. Alright, this is getting weird now. I'm done. Okay, this is too
Looks
weird.
Looks like I dropped something.
What?
We're not just gonna leave it there, are we?
2 hours later, Luke made him dinner.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Pick it up.
Knox wishbone on the floor.
Exactly.
You gonna pick that up?
Pick that up.
Nick made this turkey just for you.
Okay. All right.
This
That's
one,
enough gay sex talk
and
for now.
This is
why
we need Marcus to keep us on topic and stuff going.
Marcus doesn't keep us on topic.
No, he doesn't. He's the one who led the conversation into the flamingo and all that stuff.
No.
The baby face barfer.
The baby face barfer. I hope he's alive, though.
Yeah, I'm not, like...
I was waiting for a text. I'm still not seeing one.
I am kind of shocked that he did not text us in the middle of this yet.
Like, sorry, guys. She's pregnant. Had a rough day.
She's pregnant already?
Yeah.
I mean, Marcus is just that fertile, you
right,
know.
Right, he's got like, those strong swimmers.
She's already out to here.
Yeah.
They're twins. One's white, one's black.
I don't think it could work like that.
Science.
I don't think it works like that. I could be wrong, but...
I don't know.
They're yin and yang. They're literally in the womb in the yin
and yang. In the yang symbol.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. But, yeah, that story was super messed up. Like, I read that, and I was like...
to a place that was even worse, but...
I read that, and I was like, you have to be kidding me! And like I said, it's like, giving bad publicity for us millennials when we're already getting crap. Like, when we were over at Otto's, we were talking to this older guy, like, retired, probably, like, 70, maybe late 60s, like, mm-hmm. older dude. And we're
it's
talking
you
back...
fucking millennials.
We're talking back and forth, yeah. And, like, we were talking with him because, just randomly start talking, and then we found out he was, like, computer programming back in the day, okay. back when, like, he had to put, like, cards and punch holes in it and everything. And, so we were talking about that kind of stuff, because I do computers, mm-hmm. and, at one point, I was saying about, I said, I think my generation is, relatively speaking, responsible with money, because we saw what our parents went through in, like, the 08 recession and all that
let's
stuff.
Not make this happen again.
Yes. But he goes, well, yeah, some of you, but then you also, you're part of the entitlement generation. And I'm just like, I mean, you're not wrong.
We're part of that generation.
We are the ones that got told we are all special snowflakes and got given participation trophies.
Yeah, the other thing is, who gave us those participation
right, yeah.
No, so, absolutely,
so I
yeah.
I asked for this, you know.
Like, you didn't let us fail. That's your own fault. Like,
no, I agree, and it's kind of funny how like they all turn it on us now. It's just like, oh, these people, they're so entitled. It's like, you told us to be entitled.
You did this to
me. You raised me to be entitled.
<That's> so dumb.
It is.
I fucking hate
So like Daniel Tosh talks about how, you know, old people just need to die. It's like, because like 65 is the age of was the age of retirement until like modern medicine and like, you know, lifespan. Like
we can keep on working longer.
Like, yeah, it's like, you know, 65 was the age of retirement when you died at 67.
Exactly.
You gotta work really hard, and then you die.
You rock it for 2 years, yeah, and then you're done.
That's how you fix the economy. Everyone works really fucking hard till they die, and not just, like, fucking live.
Forget
and,
Social yeah. Security.
Right. No, like, you can't just, like, rot away for 25 years and then make us take care of you. Like, my great-grandmother's 96, and I'm helping her, so I'm going to hell.
I mean, all three of my remaining grandparents are, like, I think the youngest is my grandmother at 83 or 84, I want to say. Then I have another grandfather that's 84. Then the other grandfather's, like, 87 or 88 kind of thing. Yeah. So
this is rocking it, though.
I mean, we can pretty much be guaranteed our viewership is our listenership is not above 40.
What's your podcast? You do radio. I would feel bad.
When they invent radio.
I would feel bad.
Players don't have two. You have to replace them after 2 minutes.
Do I have to tune this podcast into the AM or the FM?
Station is.
I would feel bad, honestly, for anybody like above the age of, say, 40 that listen to our podcast just for some of the terrible things we say on here. It's just like, oh my god.
Nah, they'd be fine.
They're monsters.
I'm sure they were degenerates in their day, but they grew up. Like I have.
Jokes. Luke's got jokes.
I'm the prettiest, though, so, you know. Whatever.
Well. No, I just... I would just feel bad, though, for anyone listening to it. Unless, you know, actually, you know what, though? I mean, that's kind of crazy to think about, but I guess, like, the Gen Xers, they're into that age range, though, past 40 now, so most of them would be okay with it.
Yeah, I don't think we offend really too many people.
Well, I just think it's funny.
Okay, maybe 60 and above.
Every generation gets a shit on. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, we're going to be the worst generation when we're the oldest people.
Well, no, I remember I saw something that was, like, exactly what you were just pointing out, like, and this was from... God, like the 1800s or something. Somebody was writing about the most recent generation and saying like how terrible they were and all that kind of stuff. It's like, okay, good. Like this has been happening all along.
Yeah, this is a continuous thing. Like the next generation,
we'll get the shit on the next generation.
I mean, look at it, guys. Generation Z, all they do is like they're in their phones the entire time. They don't know what it was like being a 90s kid.
Right? Do you remember flappies?
Do you
remember having to wait for that key to go across the screen?
I was about to say, do you remember?
Mom, I gotta unplug the phone line.
The thing is,
I gotta play solitaire with my friend in Kwikatapatu.
He's a prince in Africa.
He says he wants my social security number, and I'll get $1 million too.
Mom, what's my social security number?
Can you get that for me?
I was just telling my co-op the other day, though, because she was like, God, this internet is so slow. And I just looked at her. I'm like, you know, I remember when it was on dial-up, and she goes, wow, that must have been hell. And I'm like, I remember before internet. And she's like,
I remember that too.
How did you live?
You played with word processors.
Exactly. And she was like, she was talking about a meme at one point. I'm like, I remember before memes. I was like, I remember the internet before memes. I was like, we had peanut butter jelly time and we liked it. And she's just like, a life without memes, that's... memingless.
Oh,
and I'm like, I was just like, oh my god, that was awful.
Oh my god.
I literally looked at her, I'm like, get out of the office right now.
And she's like, Nick, what were the dinosaurs like? Oh my god.
No, you see,
you've seen so much.
The thing is, my
co-op. Let us plug in.
My co-ops make fun of me though, because they make fun of me for being old, and then they also make fun of me where, They're like, but you're like 12, but you're like 50, because you look like you're 12, but you're like 50.
Why don't you just shave the beard off? You'll look completely younger.
I know. I'll look like I'm 18. Then I start getting asked out to prom, which is really weird. It happened.
No, I want to see that happen.
It already happened.
Shave it off.
When I was first working at the school, within the first month I was working there, a girl asked me out to prom. And I'm like, I'm a full-time employee here. I'm 23.
Did some girl just come up to you and ask you
that? Yes! Like, you're cute. Do you want to go to prom with me? I'm like, I work here. She's like, oh, it's like one of the co-ops. I'm like, no, I am, like, 23.
She should have been like, are you 18?
Oh! God.
You know? Oh, no, Nick. Like, I mean, back in those days, I'm sure you weren't, you know, that smooth with the ladies. You gotta take what you can get.
I've always been smooth, son.
I thought you were vomiting for a second.
like Keystone. Always smooth.
God, they'll never know those commercials either.
Exactly.
Do they even know Budweiser commercials?
They don't even know the Budweiser.
Or when they were making Camel Cool with...
Like back when you could still like advertise cigarettes on TV.
Yeah.
was it Joe Cool, the Camel?
Yeah. Right. And now you can advertise them as long as it's the one of those commercials where they peel the skin off their face. And like, this is bad for you.
But here, hey, take a look.
But yet, all those people probably smoke.
It's like, yeah.
A couple of those commercials are scary, though.
Yeah.
Like, you start watching those, and it's just like, they start peeling off the skin. It's like,
they take some pliers and, like, pluck out a tooth.
Exactly. Like, or they're talking to, like, a guy that's, like, 85, and he's just, like, has a little voice box, like, hello, I am.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool. You'd be like a robot.
You sound like Stephen Hawking.
One day, 20 years from now, or maybe 2020.
Yeah, not that far into the future.
I don't know. I was looking. I was like, man, who do I want to be president next? And I was been talking to Maggie about that. I was like, I want The Rock to be president. I really want Dwayne
Johnson. Well, no. You know who actually is like, I'm seriously going to run? Ron Perlman.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I would vote for Ron Perlman.
If it was like...
Like, Hellboy for president.
I don't know who I'd vote for. Ron Perlman or Dwayne Johnson.
And neither of them are running Democratic nor Republican. They're just, you know, we're the fuck you party. We're gonna fix this shit.
The fix this shit party.
Uh-huh. I mean, I'd be down. But yeah, I just loved it. I thought that... Like, he actually said, he's like, no, 2020, I'm running.
Actually, I would do a... Ron Perlman as vice president and Dwayne Johnson as president.
There we go. There's the ticket. Or
you
as
see, like the next debate of like Dwayne Johnson versus Donald Trump, and it just starts out like WrestleMania. So, can you smell what the mouth is cooking? And he's like,
it's just like bears fall out of nowhere, fireworks start going off.
And he was like, Mr. Trump, how do you think you've dealt with foreign policy over the past 4 years? Well, Dwayne, I get to say, it doesn't matter what you think.
Dwayne Johnson for president. The Rock for president, 2020.
Oh, my God, that'd be awesome.
So, I mean, I think I've dealt with it very good, because I'm the best at foreign things, and I'm foreign
have you seen my wife,
anybody.
You know?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, let's be honest, in 4 years, you probably couldn't do any worse.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, we got 2 years of a Republican Congress. Senate and Congress. Oh, so just Congress?
Congress in general. Congress is the Senate and the House, and both of them are Republican-dominated right now.
Okay.
Regression.
Sorry. I just really want Dwayne Johnson as president.
I mean, I don't blame you. Why not?
More like, why? I mean, like, he's a cool guy, but...
Well, if we can have this asshole...
I mean, I still kind of want to see what you were just describing there. Like, the debates with, like, can you smell it?
Uh-huh. Just like, that's... I think he's the only person that can get Donald Trump to shut up.
And if he doesn't, he's going to pile drive him into the ground.
Gets him and choke slams him right on the fucking table.
Right on that podium.
Yeah. Like, you done.
And then that's when we found out the presidency election was fake.
I'd be like,
when we found out wrestling wasn't real.
Yeah, wrestling's not real?
It's... My friend Jeff gets so offended when people say wrestling is fake. Yeah, well, it might not be real, but it's scripted. Those guys are probably taking like 20 Percocet the next day. They deal with so much pain. Yeah, but it's
fake.
It's fake paint?
Sorry, yeah.
It's really hard to watch, too, because of, like...
Some of it...
No,
you go ahead.
It's really hard to watch, because it's like, they get into the fight, and then it's like, you can tell it's fake, because of the way they're going... Duck! Duck! And then, like, the throws are terrible, too.
Though, you know, like, those guys do definitely have to be sore, because even if they have, like, stunt things and whatnot, they still get, like, they'll take, like, wooden chairs and break them upside their head kind of thing, like...
Like, there's...
I'm sure they're, like, supposed to be, like, fall-apart chairs kind of thing.
Oh, no, I'm sure when they get thrown and stuff, that's real.
It still hurts, yeah. Like it's acting, but...
There's this one, there's, like, WrestleMania, like, a couple months back. I was at my friend Jeff's watching it, actually. And, there was... like, the Undertaker was one, and the other guy, I can't remember, but the other guy, like, got the Undertaker, like, down the ground, like, outside the cage, and then the dude climbed up the cage, it was probably, like, a 30-foot drop, and then he goes and jumps off the top of the cage, like, 30 feet down, and, like, goes to, like, hit the Undertaker's leg on the table, but he, like, rolls off the last second, and even though he's staring at him the whole time while he's climbing up, it was like... That's just idiotic. You fall from that height, you're going to kill yourself. And I, somehow or another, he got up and was okay, but you couldn't pay me enough to do that.
Dude's kind of, dude's probably, like, all doped up and just, like,
and just, like,
I feel nothing!
Yeah, he just, like, slowly, like, gets to the top, and then just kind of, like, just free falls down.
And he,
like,
just stopped, and he looks, he's like, I believe I can fly. So,
it's like, it's better be fucking worth it.
I'm making millions!
Yeah.
I want you Tokyo Ghost, right?
Yes.
Have you been reading it at all or not?
I haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay. No. But that one's really good because it's a lot like where we could be in 10 years.
Tokyo Ghost.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it like a porno or something? Or?
No, it's a kind of porno.
Yeah, okay. You screw Ghost.
No, the premise
you
is
you screw
like,
Casper.
The premise is like...
That's pedophilia. You pedophile, dude. Like,
he's old enough now.
Exactly.
He's a ghost. He dies at that age.
Ghost of an age?
I'm 37, mister.
Yeah. No. Yeah, you are.
No. Not okay.
Casper drops the soap.
I haven't watched it since I was a kid, but I have not watched Casper for like, the movie, the live action one.
Oh, God. Well,
forever.
Yeah, they made like one or two of those, didn't they?
I think they made,
like
three. They made a bunch of them.
Yeah, a bunch of live action.
But the,
maybe two or three.
I think only two of them are actually
like, we're like out in theaters.
Out in theaters.
The rest were just home releases.
But that
yeah.
movie, and thinking back on that, that movie was so creepy. He was
definitely was.
He was building a machine to bring himself, turn himself into a teenage boy or something.
Yes, yes.
To fall in love with Christina Ricci, it was...
Yeah, oh my God, yeah! I forgot about that.
Dude, get some standards.
Oh, Christina Ricci's hot. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I would have picked someone.
I mean, that's happened.
Not my top 10.
Alright, fine.
I mean, maybe as a kid, but, you know.
Wait, you want to tap Christina Ricci as a kid?
When I was a kid. Let me clarify. It's not like I just gave you guys shit for wanting to bang a 13-year-old ghost anyway. Right, I'm the weird one.
Well, ours is fake. Yours is free.
Exactly. Ours was computer generated.
Or was it? Did you know those movies were documentaries?
Remember how like they gave Casper like those weird like three uncles or something like that?
Yeah, they're just really douchey to him.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like his own version of like.
It's like having the Sanderson sisters as your...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or like your evil stepsisters. Instead, you just have your evil... Well, not even evil, just your douchey uncles.
Right. It's like they're just mean to them all the time.
I don't know if I'd want to live out my life like that. Well, not my life.
Your afterlife.
The rest of eternity.
As a ghost. With douchey uncles.
Mm-hmm. Was it stinky...
I don't even remember. I just remember the one was... Yeah, I remember the one
stretch.
Was really fat. Yeah, and, like, the one had a huge nose. I think that was Stretch or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I remember the one was really fat and just constantly ate. And then I remember the one that, like, was essentially kind of like the Jewish ghost. Like,
what?
He had a huge nose. He talked with, like, that like, generic accent kind of thing. Like, it was kind of like the Jew joke, or Jew ghost.
Trying to look at three. Yeah, okay, he had a giant nose.
He did. He had a huge nose. I remember. Stretch, I think they
were the funniest part of the movie.
Yeah, they were entertaining.
They were.
They were better than Casper.
So I mean, they were just dicks, but they were hilarious.
Casper's the one, I want to be alive again. He's like, well, you're dead, so fucking
so get over it.
You can't build a damn machine that brings you, turns you into a...
I want to be a real boy.
Oh, and then the end of the movie. I'm just gonna spoil it. At the end of the
movie, 30-year-old movie. Like, you know, if you haven't seen
This movie from '96, like 20 years ago.
The dad dies, and then they have to bring him back to life with Casper's machine.
That's right. Uh-huh. That's right.
And Casper, there's not enough juice in it or something.
It can only use for one shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I used to have that movie on VHS. Now that I'm thinking on it, I probably still have my dad's, like, buried in the basement, but...
I just prefer something seen that movie.
How did we get into talking about Casper?
Well, you guys started talking about Casper and having sex with him, I will say.
You guys! I mean, you're the one who wanted to have sex with child Christina Ricci.
Hey, I'm sure she was probably legal at that time. She's, like, old now, so...
she still looks good.
She's probably 18.
Have you watched Lizzie Borden?
I have no idea what the fuck that is.
It's that... I'm sorry.
It's opening a beer.
No, it's seltzer.
It's putting back the beer.
No,
it's what's that it called again?
Lizzie Borden.
Lizzie Borden.
Killed her parents or whatever. I forget what the nursery rhyme is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Lizzie Borden. Wow, she doesn't look creepy at all. Okay. Fictionalized account of the actual events and people surrounding Lizzie Borden. Okay.
The fictionalization of an actual event.
I've watched the Lifetime made-for-TV movie.
Right, right.
Which, why it was on Lifetime, I really don't know why.
Oh, my God. Going on to that, I saw it earlier during Thanksgiving that, I don't know if you guys saw it last year, they made this, I can't remember which.
Is it Dolly Parton?
Yes. I think it was like NBC or something, but they made this terrible made-for-TV special of Dolly Parton coat of colors or something like that. And it's all about Dolly Parton growing up and whatnot.
Who wants to watch that?
Apparently a boatload of people did, because it has a sequel coming out this Christmas season.
It's Trump America.
I mean, I will admit, I did end up watching, like, half of it, just because I got back from my cousins and my grandfather and my dad and my uncles had it on, and I was like,
well, let's do this.
I mean, alright, I'm gonna grab a beer and just watch, yeah, but... It was so bad. It was so bad. The little girl playing Dolly Parton is probably, like, 5 or 6, and she's doing, like, this super southern, like, accent. Like, I'm just like...
Totally, like, embellishing it as she
awful. It is so bad. And the sequel does not look any better.
Why do you do it? Like, is it...
I think it's a period of her life.
Yeah, it's a period of her life.
Yeah, it's just like... And then so the next one is going to be the next period of her life?
I guess,
life.
Yeah. Like, it was basically like a year, I think, of her life.
That's the thing I hate about, like, docudramas, like, you know, because they embellish everything. Because if you think about it, nobody's life is that interesting.
What, Ray Charles wasn't interesting? That one wasn't real? That was all fake?
I like that movie.
I mean, it's a good movie, but, like, I mean, I think they say, like, the general rule of thumb...
Based
on a true story with lots of fiction in between.
Like, Lincoln is apparently the most historically accurate biopic. Lincoln's a great movie. And it's like 75% historically accurate.
With what's his face?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. And
he, where he's just like...
He did the...
Oh my God, he's such a fantastic...
But he does method acting.
Yeah.
Yeah,
dude, fucking
like,
crazy.
Wasn't it like people had to refer to him on set as like Mr. Lincoln?
President.
Because he wouldn't like acknowledge people otherwise, even when they weren't shooting.
The worst was there's this old movie called My Left Foot that he won his first Oscar for. He plays, it's based on a true story. I can't remember. It's some Irish writer that has cerebral palsy, and the only limb of his body he moved was his left foot.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when growing up, his family just thought he was, you know, mentally challenged completely, like, because he couldn't speak.
Yeah.
And so, like you said, and then one day he started, like, he picked up a piece of chalk and wrote
with his left foot.
On his left foot on the floor, and like, oh my god, this kid's like, actually a genius.
He's
like,
actually there.
Yeah, and he's actually like a really like fucking smart guy. But Daniel Day-Lewis, so like he decided he was gonna have cerebral palsy during the duration of filming.
They're like, Mr. Lewis, we need you to get off set.
Yeah, and he just
left, like, this is light there.
He just laid, like, they got him like a big ass chair, like wheelchair, and then someone push him around, and he just lay there, and then they have someone take him to his trailer to go to bed. Like, I think he might have had someone like wash him for his baths and stuff. Like,
oh
had,
my
like,
god.
He had like around the clock hair, like someone that was cerebral palsy.
Take care of him.
And then they said, like, all the production assistants were legitimately, like, angry, pissed off, like, so pissed
You're
off.
You're fine! Stop and this!
It's like, I'm acting, bitch.
I mean, you know, he did, apparently he did well enough.
Yeah,
to,
it was worth it.
Yeah.
So he actually beat that guy's skull in.
Yeah, there will be black. It's acting!
They brought a production assistant out.
It's like, yeah, you're fired.
What do you mean? Throws bowling pin at head.
Exactly.
Wakes up in the middle.
What's the last line of that he says? It's like, it's done or something like that? Or he says...
I don't remember.
I can't
remember.
Oh, God.
I remember seeing it in theaters, but...
Yeah.
I think the butler comes down and he asks him
right, yeah.
if he wants dessert.
Yeah, something like...
Yeah, it's something so random.
Something
like,
really funny. Like,
yeah.
Like darkly funny.
Well, I mean, it was something that needed, like, that humorous tension release afterwards, because
yeah.
it was so, like, oh my god!
Oh, yeah, he just says, I'm finished.
I'm finished.
Yes.
That's right. Like,
he's just, like, covered in blood. Yeah. Buller doesn't say anything. He's not even, like,
yeah.
shocked.
Yeah,
he's like,
okay, I saw that coming. You're crazy.
He probably already had the grave dug up.
Exactly.
He just dumped.
I mean, it kind of makes me think of American Psycho, like, when watching that or reading it. Like,
mm-hmm.
if you ever read
yeah.
that's legitimately the only book, like, the movie itself has some creepy and disturbing moments. The book is so
yeah.
weird and creepy and, like, sickening to a point where I literally, like, I put down the book at one point, and I can tell you exactly what point it was. It's really bad. warning, spoilers, like, turn
gross.
Off your headphones right now
because
this is gross. After reading this, I legitimately had to put the book down. Like, I stopped reading it for 2 days. So I was like, because it made me sick to my stomach. Because...
Mm-hmm.
What he, and they don't express it as much in the movie, but in the book, he had this huge habit of buying and killing prostitutes.
Right.
And so this one prostitute, he buys, chains her up, and then takes this PVC pipe, shoves
yeah.
it up her vag,
yeah.
and then has this... rat that he had caught the week before
God.
Coming out of his sink in a box, puts it up against the PVC pipe, it goes up
okay?
into...
No, stop!
Yeah!
Stop!
No!
Stop!
Goes
no,
up the pipe
no,
into her,
no.
starts eating her, and
no.
then he pulls out a chainsaw and cuts her in half, and the rat comes out, like, covered
oh,
in blood, like...
My.
Exactly! I'm describing it to you, and I was reading it, and, like, I finished that chapter, I was like, done.
Okay.
Like, I'm putting this down for a while.
You're a psycho.
Like, the book is really, really good, but there are, like, those, like,
it's like the
sickening parts.
Explicit, sickening detail.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I almost gagged when I was reading that,
yeah.
and I'm like, I think that's the first time that reading
something
has almost made me gag.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, man.
Exactly! It's cringeworthy.
That's like the scene out of Nurse Betty. Have you ever seen Nurse Betty? I hate Renee Zellweger, but it's actually a good movie.
Okay.
It has Morgan Freeman and Chris Rock in it.
Huh.
And I think she's like a waitress or something
mm-hmm.
in a small town.
Yeah.
And her husband owes money to Morgan Freeman character and Chris Rock's character. And they're like guys that like kill you.
Yeah,
they're
monsters.
Giving
yeah.
you their money.
Yeah. Bitch, better have my money.
So,
I kind of want to hear Morgan Freeman say that.
It's not nearly as bad as the scene you described, but like it left scars on me ever since. It's like he slits like a top of his head,
mm-hmm.
where his the top of his scalp ends. It just starts banging his head back and forth, back and forth.
Ah!
And then finally,
it rips
off.
Yeah, no, that's... well, I mean, you visually saw that. Again, in, like, the book, I just read about it. Yeah, I was like...
Even though American Psycho is, like, pretty fucked up movie, there's no way they're gonna put that in there.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, the movie's pretty messed up in and of itself. It's like, you read the book, like, there are so much more worse things.
Yeah.
And it's Steve Stein's favorite book.
Shocking.
And I mean, I remember, like, I saw him that night. We were down at the Hound. Is on a Wednesday or something, Thursday, and he's like, hey, you want to grab a beer at the Hound? I'm like, yeah, okay. I went down, and I was talking with him, I'm like, I had to put it down, dude. I'm like, I couldn't do it. I finished that chapter and nearly vomited afterwards.
Then you're looking at Steven as soon as like, wait, you are Patrick Bateman. Good thing I'm not a prostitute.
Bingo.
Then you realize he's been buying you drinks all night.
Exactly. I'm like, wait a minute.
Wait a second.
Joke's on you, my tolerance is big.
I don't know, what's your talent tolerance for roofies, though?
I don't know.
I don't know. Find out.
I mean, I'm pretty good when it comes to like anesthetics and that kind of stuff. The doctors normally have to give me a bit extra, but
all right, get him a horse tranquilizer. Come on, put him out already.
Well, I mean, there was the one time when I was going under for my tooth surgery.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, folks, my two front teeth are fake because I knocked them out when I was a kid, and then they rotted from the inside out, so they had to replace them. But when they were pulling them out to graft the bone into my gum so they could put the screws in, they put me under. And when they put me under, like, they give you this IV, and, like, that's supposed to, I think it's, like, a muscle relaxant, or, like, the one, it's kind of funny, the nurse is like, all right, like, we need to get this, like, it's gonna feel like you're kind of drunk or something, and I'm like, okay, and so I'm getting it, and it's, like, 3 minutes, and I felt it, but I looked at it, I'm like, this doesn't feel like you're drunk, this feels like something else, and she's like, I know, I just couldn't legally say that.
This is something else.
I'm like, this feels like something else, if you know what I mean, and she's like, no, I know. But
I've never drank in my life, or, you know, done anything.
Yeah, exactly. I've never exhaled. But then they give me the, what's supposed to put me under. I can't remember which drug it was.
Anesthesia, or?
Yeah, like, I don't know, something.
Like, when I got my wisdom teeth out, they gave me just anesthesia, so.
No, I mean, they were putting me under, like, a sleep kind of thing.
Well, yeah, that's what anesthesia does.
Yeah, but so. They start doing it, and they're like, they go, okay, like, you're gonna fall asleep here within, like, a minute, minute and a half. I'm like, all right, cool. 2 minutes go by. Okay. 3 minutes go by, and I'm just, like, staring back at the doctor and the nurse, and at one point, like, you know, me, I just start talking.
Right.
I'm like, so what's going in me?
Yeah, like,
the doctor, like,
working yet,
the doctor, like, looks over to the nurse, it's, like, 4 minutes, four and a half, he's like, he's getting it, right? And she like, looks, she's like, yeah, he's getting it. Like, I kept on asking him questions. Like,
what am I getting?
They kept, well, exactly. I was like, so what is going on? And they answered me and everything. It probably wasn't, like, it's supposed to be about a minute and a half or so, and I was under. I probably didn't go under for at least 5 or 6 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
So I'm just like, apparently I have some kind of immunity towards anesthesia somewhat.
Yeah, when I got my wisdom teeth, I was like, you're going to start counting back from 100. You'll probably be there about, like, 90 or so, but just, I'll tell you when you start. I was like, okay. 109.
That is so terrifying.
Right? It really is. It's like.
And then you wake up and you're biting a nurse's finger.
Right?
No, when I woke up, it was so bizarre because when I woke up, it was like instant. I was like, oh, hey, what's going on? Like, how's everyone doing? Like, blah, blah. And they're like, stop. Like, you. No. Stop talking, you're gonna break the stitches, like, calm down, and, like, there's an older nurse and a younger nurse, and the younger nurse, like, wow, he's really active, and she's like, the older nurse goes, I've been doing this job for 35 years, I've never seen someone wake up like this before, and they're like, they had a wheelchair, like, ready for me to sit into, and, like, be wheeled out to where they had, right by, like, a room over where it was an immediate exit where my mom was waiting in the van and everything. And they're like, all right, like, we'll get you in the wheelchair here and we'll take... I'm like, no, I'm fine. And I just stood up and walked over and they're like, what's wrong with them?
Satan bot since day one.
It was just so bizarre. I mean...
Did you come out of the womb talking, too?
Like, I wouldn't have been surprised. Welcome to Trophy Husbands!
Oh my god, Satan baby.
Satan baby.
Are you really the Antichrist? I'm scared.
I have a cross on my neck!
Yeah. to keep Satan inside you so he doesn't release.
So he can't release.
To the world, probably.
I keep Jesus beside
me. It's like
out.
The reverse. On the inside,
exactly.
On the inside, there's a cross burning in.
You guys are such dicks.
Why? Let me out!
Why
won't you let me out? I need to play the fiddle!
And that's why he's like constantly...
But he always loses!
But he's just constantly drinking booze, so it's like slowly like just torturing Satan. Wow.
I'm holding him at bay with the beer, guys.
Who's worse? Who's worse?
I mean, there's only one way to find out.
Nick slowly takes off the cross.
I'm free! You're like, no! Like Ellie, like, escaping from the chest kind of thing.
Yes, the exorcist just like...
My head just starts spinning. Yeah. I just start vomiting.
Yeah, throwing up on my ears. This episode took a weird turn. I'm covered in vomit, and the Antichrist is about to take over the world.
It turns out it was Casper the entire time.
And bring it around town. Actually, I did want to bring this up before we end the episode here, because we are just getting a bit over an hour now. I did want to bring this up. In the coming weeks, folks, you can be listening to a new podcast that Steve and I are thinking we're going to be doing. It'll be same kind of thing, just a discussion matter, but we're going to be doing a book and movie exchange, essentially, and we're going to try and announce it at the end of each episode, like what we're doing, so that way you guys can keep up with it, too. It's probably going to be like a monthly thing, but essentially I'll give Steve a book to read, he'll give me a movie to watch, and then we'll kind of... come back and compare and talk and that kind of thing. So we're looking forward to starting that up.
Nick's going
to
watch the movie. He's like, Steve, you done that book yet? Or no, opposite. Steve, you done that book yet? Jeez. God, it takes forever. Try and do the fucking episode.
That's why I
read the book.
That's why I suggested that we do it at a monthly pace, because for me, like, you know, tops, like, 2.5 hour kind of thing. Much easier to do than, like, oh, here, Steve, here's this 500-page book.
All the book. Yeah, all of them on audio tape with Brian Dennehy reading.
So the argument's three weeks from now. I was like, yeah, Steve gave me a list of movies to watch. I already tore through them. He said, finish one fucking book.
Exactly.
Thought this was a good idea.
I can do it, I swear.
It'll be fine.
If Steve puts his mind to it, I believe he'll do it. Well, though, we're still working on a name. We don't have a name yet.
We were hoping Marcus would be here. So
yeah, we Marcus isn't really good at thinking of names. He thought of trophy husbands. But, so yeah, I think that's going to do us. But yeah, be on the lookout for that in the nearby future. Expanding the trophy husband cast.
Yes.
Or the trophy husband verse.
The trophy husband universe.
Yes.
All taking place from inside a tent.
It's a small world after all.
I still just can't wait till we start using the new mics. I'm pumped for that.
Yes.
The pop filter and everything.
Uh-huh. Cool.
But anyway, let's call that an episode. Episode 36, guys. That's crazy.
36.
But, all right. I am Nick. You can find me at nlenz42. That's NLENZ42 on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. All the same thing. You can catch up and check out some of the stuff I was talking about earlier, like the First Friday and all that kind of thing. Yeah.
I'm Luke. Find me at HUKE_LOOVER. On Twitter and Instagram for dumb shit I say and dumb pictures I take. Snapchat, you can see how...
You smack awesome. Lopez in the face.
Smack is my phone. Do a little...
Yeah, half of Luke's Snapchats are him hitting people in the face.
Why do you do that?
Because it's funny. They're like, goddamn, stop it! It's funny.
To you.
Yeah, Snapchat is just Hookluver, no underscore in there.
Hookluver, who?
But...
I'm Steve. See ya.
And as always, you can hit us up at the official Trophy Husbands Twitter, that at the True Trophies on Twitter. And just, I mean, check out everything we have. We have an actual video now on YouTube. with the poems and everything, like we talked about the other day.
We did a thing.
Hopefully we'll be doing more things later on. But always hit that up. If you have any questions, any comments, hit us up at the True Trophies, and check out every single Tuesday for a new episode of the Trophy Husbands on Trophy Tuesdays. So in the meantime, have a good day, have a good week, have a good month, have a good year, have a good life, and we will catch you next Tuesday.